Sports Wrap.
Sports Wrap.
On 702 and Cape Talk.
Tola Keller is out today. She's at the Bafana game, right, Mwande?
Yes, that is what she's covering
Lucky girl. Okay, so Mwande Matez is here to speak about sports. So tell us about that Bafana game. What are we expecting?
So it's a do-or-die encounter, basically, for Bafana to keep control of their destiny when it comes to qualifying for AFCON in Ivory Coast next year. They have to win this game and the return fixture next week, Tuesday. And it is looking like a very strong Bafana squad at the moment. All the talk from the camp in the lead-up to this game has been very positive, extremely positive. So more so than I've ever heard Hugo Bruce being positive before. And that was also probably owing to the games that they played at the back end of last year when they were emphatically beat a couple of those opponents. And when it comes to this game again, there is cause to be positive, in actual fact.
I like that positivity, Mwande.
It doesn't sound like I'm the most positive, but I've been hurt by Bafana before, so I'm not going to get my hopes entirely up. But I think there is cause to be optimistic this game and for the awake leg next week.
Next week, right. Okay, so we'll hold on to that positivity. Thank you very much. Proteas.
Yeah, the first of the three T20s against the West Indies begins tomorrow. It's not a series of any consequence, and with the only T20 World Cup coming up is next year again. So there's nothing really to play for. However, for South Africa, just having the guys playing and getting into good form and just getting into the processes and under the new management as well is very important at this stage. And we also have those crucial World Cup qualifiers at the end of this month, that is against the Netherlands, and the beginning of next month as well. So it's one of those. And we also get to see Aiden Markram take charge of the Proteas T20 side, which is something that is exciting for a lot of people because he has been spoken about as a potential Proteas captain for quite some time. And now the future has finally arrived and it's Aiden Markram's time.
Okay, and then the Lions are up in the URC. What are our expectations there?
Yeah, I wouldn't be so confident when it comes to the Lions, to be very honest with you. However, we are at the business end of the URC now, and the Six Nations is done, and there are three more rounds left of the URC, and South Africa's teams are all away this weekend, and it's very important for the South African sides to get into the playoff positions. The Stormers are basically guaranteed of a playoff position, but they play Leinster, who are a powerhouse of Irish rugby. They play tonight, and the Leinster side will probably be under strength owing to the celebrations of the Irish players over the week. So you should expect a Stormers victory in that one. Lions not so crazy about their chances against Benetton, and we have the Sharks against the Scarlets as well. It's a must-win game for the Sharks if they are to remain in playoff contention.
Mwande, thank you so much. Mwande Mateza, having a look at what we can expect in the sports world this week. Again.